Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。
Well, Peter, I just want to say thank you again for pulling me out of the fire the other day. If you wouldn't have stopped me from crossing the street with a red light, I could be on the front of a bus right now.
Right, so Sam, be careful. Don't check your WeChat again on the street. It's very dangerous.
Yeah, you're right.
那么刚才的对话呢，我跟 Sam 提到了说，以后 Sam 上街走路的时候呢，尽量不要看自己的短信或者是微信，因为非常的危险。今天 Sam 非常走运，因为呢，我在街上看到 Sam 呢低头在玩微信，突然一辆车过来 ，Sam 没有看到，我一下给 Sam 拉到一边，这样的话呢，免得 Sam 呢被这个车呢差点撞上。所以呢，我刚才呢 put Sam out of the fire， 表示说呢，我挽救了 Sam，I saved Sam's life。And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Well, today's idiom is much shorter than yesterday's.、Mm-hmm. Today's is only two words, but it's still a pull idiom.
Another pull idiom?
Yes. Today's idiom is pull rank. Pull rank. Rank here is R-A-N-K. Pull rank.
那么今天的 idiom 同样由这个动词 pull 开始，后面的名词呢是 rank, R-A-N-K. So what does it mean rank, Sam?
Well, rank has to do with position. Mm-hmm. But the position can be, of course, only with humans. So maybe in some sort of hierarchy or some sort of pyramid in society.
那么今天讲这个词 rank, 它是指的在社会当中一个不同的等级、不同的职位。比如说我们在军队里面不同的级别通过它的一些标识能够看出来。比如说上校啊或者说是将军等等。那么在社会当中也有不同的职位，那么今天这个 pull rank 拉这个职位，那么在英语里面究竟是什么意思？下面我跟 Sam 做一个 conversation， 看看如何使用 pull rank。 Hey Sam, we have a problem.
Oh,
because the boss just talked to me and the project we're working on now is kind of urgent and we have to finish before today.
Oh really? But it's almost 5 o'clock, time to get out of here.
RightSo, could you please work overtime today?
Oh, Peter, you know what? I don't think I can. I mean, I really got to get home. It's kind of urgent. I promised my family we'd all have dinner together.
Well, Sam, I hate to pull rank on you, but I have to. And if there's not a replacement, I would find somebody else. And now you're the only one I can talk to.
Well, all right, I understand. I'll give my family a call and tell them the bad news.
Thanks a lot.
No problem. Just make sure, you know, you write a good message on my annual report, okay?
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Okay.
那么刚才的对话呢，我跟 Sam 是同事，然后呢，作为 Sam 的主管呢，我跟 Sam 谈了一件事情，要求 Sam 今天晚上呢必须加班，因为我们有一个工作呢非常的急，要求今天下班之前必须完成。那么 Sam 呢是我唯一能够找到同时能够唯一依赖的一个人，所以呢我跟 Sam 说，对不起，你是我唯一能够 pull rank on， 表示说我可以利用我的职权，利用我的权利能够管理。所以今天讲到这个词组呢 pull rank on， 表示说对某人实施你的权利，它同时呢也可以指一个人呢过度的使用你的权利或者是滥用职权的意思。同时呢我跟 Sam 又解释到呢，说对不起，我呢不愿意呢在这种情况下呢利用我的权利命令你加班，但是呢这是一个非常万不得已的一个情况，我没有其他的人可以找 ，have no replacement。所以呢，同时呢，我跟 Sam 说，非常的抱歉。同时在年终写报告的时候呢，会对 Sam 呢进行美言几句。
So I guess when it comes to pulling rank, we usually use this idiom in situations where number one, we don't want to do something,
right.
So we'll make someone else do it,
right.
Or we're in a position where we can't. Like, well, you're a pretty good boss, and so maybe there's some reason you can't do this, and so well, there's no other choice.So you have to kind of make me do it.
所以呢，在公司里面呢，会经常用到这个 pull rank on somebody， 表示说的老板或者说呢高级的管理人员对下层的一个使用命令的一种方式，或使用他权力的一种方式。在你使用权力之前呢，会对对方说：“对不起，我非常不愿意这么做，但是呢，我不得不 pull rank on you or on somebody。”
So there is a little bit of ranking system in the classroom. Like for example, if you're the number three. Mm-hmm. And the blackboard needs to be erased. Well, you can pull rank on a number two, number one, and say, hey, how about you, I know it's my turn、mm-hmm. to erase the blackboard, but how about you do it? Because、I need to go, maybe go to the
talk to the teacher,
classroom.
Right.
Yeah, talk with the teacher.
在学校当中我们可以看到很多学生带的一道杠两道杠和三道杠不同的杠呢表示说这个学生在学校当中他所担当不同的一个 responsibility 他的一个职责所以如果说一道杠表示说小队长两道杠呢中队长三道杠呢大队长那么在这个不同的杠呢可以之间有着不同的权力的行使三道杠可以命令两道杠做什么什么事情两道杠对一道杠可以说你应该做什么什么事情那么这个过程英文怎么说呢叫pull rank
yes
well that's it for today's idiom pull rank or we can say on somebody right
yeah that's right
and now let's go to the second part of today's youth english which is
of course a book study we're going to hit the books and talk about something that we all are interested in because you know we all go through times where we want to lose a little weight
right today is continuation of lose weight
Yes, but in kind of interesting, maybe we could say unorthodox ways.
Right, 那么今天呢我们继续讨论如何减肥的这么一个话题。同时我们今天给出的建议呢仍然跟原来讲的这些建议一样。听起来呢有些比较荒唐或有些与众不同。刚才 Sam 用的一个词呢 unorthodox.
Yeah.
Means untraditional.
Yeah, exactly. So for example, we've talked about one of the ways which was kind of have lots of stress in your life.、
Mm-hmm.
Normally we talk about, oh, stress is bad, but here it's saying, well, you can use it as a tool to lose weight. So that's pretty unorthodox.
Right. 那么生活当中呢很多我们不愿意做的事情这些事情如果大家能够有效的使用的话呢对我们的减肥是非常有帮助的所以我们今天所有的一些减肥的建议呢听起来有一些荒唐或有些呢不靠谱但是呢仔细想起来的话的的确确对我们减肥是有好处的如果说我们减肥是我们最终的目的的话呢大家可以适当的去尝试一下 Right, so what's on today?
Well, we talked about three yesterday, so we have a couple more for you today.
Right, so before we go to another strange and orthodox ideas, and now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Today's first word for our hit the books is frequent. Frequent. F-R-E-Q-U-E-N-T.Frequent.
今天的第一个单词 frequent 翻译成中文是经常的经常性的是形容词
Yeah, if you like to fly, there's something called frequent flyer miles、
mm-hmm.
So you can maybe be part of a member or have a credit card that is with that airline and then you add upmiles and then maybe have a free trip
right 那么大家坐飞机的时候呢会经常有一个里程的堆积或者说累积累积到一定程度之后呢航空公司会给你一定的折扣那么这个英文怎么说叫 frequent flyers credit or points
yes or miles
miles
or kilometers
kilometers well this is same right
yes okay next is the word reiterate reiterate r-e-i-t-e-rate, reiterate.
第二个单词是个动词翻译成中文是强调 reiterate means emphasize.
Yeah, to reiterate a point, usually repeat. This is one easy way to reiterate something.
Right.
Next is the word skip. Skip. S-K-I-P. Skip.
下一个单词是个动词 skip 翻译成中文是跳过的意思我们在看 DVD 的时候如果说有一部分我们不喜欢我们可以 skip it 表示说可以跳过去不看
Yes, it's a wonderful invention because before with the VCR or like a tape you had to fast forward it's kind of slow but now with DVDs we have the skip feature and it's a really fastconvenient way to get through all the stuff you don't want to see.
Right, so you skip to another track. That would be easier and faster.
Yeah, exactly. So we could skip with music as well.
Right. And what about for students? They can skip classes and go have a holiday first, right?
Oh, well, that skipping is maybe a bad idea. You don't want to skip classes.
Right.
Next is the word barista. Barista.B-A-R-I-S-T-A, barista.
下一个单词 barista, 翻译成中文的是咖啡师或做咖啡的这个师傅。
Yeah, so it's a really fancy word for someone who makes coffee.
Right.
So it's a nice name. Oh, you're a barista. Well, that sounds really nice, right?
But in some countries, if you want to be barista, you need a certificate.
For example, if you went to Starbucks, You can't just start out making coffee. You got to go through quite a bit of training to become a barista.
Barista. 如果谈到咖啡师呢，大家会认为非常简单。我们每天都会做咖啡。那么说咖啡师呢，可能说 kind of straightforward.
Yeah, it's
simple.
Yeah, but it's not. It's just like if you wanted to become a bartender, well, you got to learn the different combinations, and there's some techniques that make the coffee less bitter, more smooth when you drink it. So you get that kind of training when you learn how to become a barista. Not that easy.
Right.
All right, next is the word errand. Errand. E-R-R-A-N-D. Errand.
下一个单词 errand 翻译成中文是小事，它往往呢跟动词 run errand、
yeah.
表示说跑那些小事，那些琐事。
Or you could say if you're someone who usually runs errands for someone, then you're that person's errand boy or girl.
那么英文有一个词叫 errand boy or errand girl， 翻译成中文是指那些帮人跑腿的那些小孩子们，比如说办公室里面新来的一些新的员工，大学刚毕业，那么说没有一个非常明确的 responsibility， 他的任务呢就给他的领导呢跑来跑去，比如说呢去打印材料，比如说去复印一些东西，那么这些事情呢英文怎么说呢，叫 run errand， 那么这些人呢叫 errand boy or girls.
Yes, but if you're just regular friends and you're asking me, hey, can you do this for me? Hey, can you do that for me? I'll say, heyI'm not your errand boy. So that's another way. If you got attitude and you don't want to do what someone else says, then you could say this. I'm not your errand boy.
Right. Hey, Sam, could you pick up my mail today? You said, no, Peter, I'm not your errand boy.
Yeah, what do you think I am? Your errand boy? I don't think so. Next is surefire. One word. Surefire. S-U-R-E-F-I-R-E. Surefire.
下一个单词 surefire 翻译成中文呢是一定能够成功的一个什么什么事情。
Next is beat and rhythm. Beat and rhythm. Three words. Beat is B-E-A-T. Rhythm, R-H-Y-T-H-M. Beat and rhythm.
下一个词组呢，我们是指音乐的节奏。Beat and rhythm.
Next is the word thigh. Thigh.T-H-I-G-H, thigh.
下一个单词翻译成中文是大腿。那么怎么说小腿呢？
Some
people say like a small leg. Because say a big leg and small leg. That's a Chinese translation. 中国学生呢，比如说把大腿和小腿呢，前面非常简单的放一个 big， 和加一个 small， 后面加一个 leg， 翻译成英文是大腿和小腿。但是呢，这是错误的。英文呢，大腿和小腿呢，它有它特定的这个单词。大腿呢，我们刚才讲到的是 T-H-I-G-H. And what about the 小腿？
Okay, well that, the small part of your leg is called the calf.
Calf.
Yeah,
C-A-L-F. 所以大家记住了，小腿呢是 calf, C-A-L-F.
So thigh is actually quite useful because we use it not just for our human part of our leg, but if you like chicken meat, then you could say, hey, does anyone want the thigh? That's the nice meaty part
of
the chicken.
Tender and a lot of meat.
Yes, and it's usually a little bit darker as well.
Right.
Next is the word dawn. Dawn. D-O-N. Dawn.
最后一个单词 don 翻译成中文是穿戴衣服。
Yeah, so here, because you think don, well, that sounds like there's the morning part, right? Which is the dawn. That's when the sun comes up. But here, it's a little bit different. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go to the details.
All right, so today we start with point number 4 on how to diet. Number 4 is eat small and frequent meals.This is something you may have read somewhere, and we are reiterating it here. This is quite effortless because you're not physically starving yourself to death. Rather, you are controlling the food servings. We are saying no to starvation here, okay? You get to eat, yet you're losing weight in the process by limiting your food intake. It's a win-win situation, right?Skipping meals would only result to overcompensation in the next meal, so it's not very nice. Eat whenever you feel like it, but remember, only small servings of non-fattening food. Sounds like a plan?
好，来第四点，那么提到的是 eat small and frequent meal， 叫少食多餐。我们一天呢，一般情况下 three meals a day。
Yes.
But if you're on a diet, you may have maybe five or six meals a day. Smaller portion, please.
Yeah, that's right. So three meals are probably a little bit larger.But instead of starving ourselves,
right.
we're not doing that. We're just breaking that big meal up into smaller pieces, but having it more frequently.
Right. 所以呢，我们在节食的时候呢，尽量不要让自己过度的饥饿。英文提到的一个单词呢 ，starvation。如果说过度饥饿的话，比如说这一天我不吃了，第二天呢，你无法忍受那种饥饿感，那么可能说第二天一下吃了，比如五到六个汉堡 ，five six hamburgers， which is called overcompensation。那么说你吃的东西呢，会对你有一个报复性的一个增加。那第一天呢，可能说减肥减了一斤，第二天由于 overcompensation 又长了二斤，那么里外里呢又增加了一斤，这是一个非常不划算。
Yeah, and this overcompensation can even happen the same day. Some people will eat breakfast, they'll skip lunch, and then go to dinner. But if you skip lunch while you're so hungry, by the time dinner comes, you eat way too much, and then you go to sleep with a full belly, and then there is all your weight back again.
Right, 所以我们应该提倡呢，早餐呢多吃一些，午餐呢要一定要准时，一定要定量，然后晚餐呢适当有一点就可以了。很多人呢往往是午饭或者是早饭吃的不好。最后呢，把最重要的一餐放到了 dinner， 晚饭的这个热量摄入太多，对我们的健康是没有好处的，同时你的体重会暴涨。
Now here with this method, we're controlling the food servings. So not only do we want to eat smaller, but also maybe less calorie.
Right.
We don't want to eat small things, but that are super, super fattening and high calorie.
Right, because you will get the calorie you have lost back.
Not just the amount, but also the calorie intake is important.
So eat small and a frequent meal is a win-win situation. I like it.
Yeah.Because if you like eating, well, hey, guess what? You can eat more throughout the day. And if you want to lose weight, well, guess what? You will lose weight.
Right, you'll shed your weight, and at the same time, just enjoy the tasty meal.
Yes. And you know what? I heard the reason why this is effective, because eating more frequently increases your metabolism, so you're burning calories all day long. That keeps your metabolism high and strong.
Really? Is it being a proof or just people's imaginations?
No, this is real.
Okay, 那么刚才Sam讲了，我说如果说每天呢少吃多餐的话，对于我们整个的新陈代谢呢会有很好的一个促进。新陈代谢加快的话，对于我们消耗我们的热量是非常有好处了。消耗热量就等同于我们在减轻我们的体重。
Yeah, you can imagine your metabolism as a fire. If you're always feeding the fire, then it's always burning hot and it keeps going. You're never putting it out.By letting these long periods go with no food.
Right, so you're feeding the metabolism by the fat. So it's burning your fat.
Yes, you're keeping a fire going.
So what about number five?
All right, number five is be busy. Pay the bills. Drive the children to school. Do the laundry every day. Help your mother plan her next party. Attend a book reading. Start a blog. Assist your sister in her business.Walk the dog twice a day. Apply for a part-time barista job. Cram as many errands in your day as possible, as is a surefire way to get your body moving and going. With so many things to do, who has the time to sit down and eat all those horridly fattening foods? A healthy sandwich to go and an energy drink are great buddies for people who are always on the run, trying to finish everything on their plates of to-dos.Let's see if you still won't lose weight.
文中给了很多的例子 For example, pay the bills, 去付那些账单水电费尽量呢不要 pay online. You can go to the post office or where you pay the bills in America.
The bills can be paid online, of course, but yeah, if you're still doing the mail system, then you gotta walk or drive to the post office.
Right, 那么说在国外呢很多情况下的一些水电费呢是通过邮局来支付的。大家如果想减肥的话呢尽量不要在线上支付尽量呢自己跑到邮局然后呢把这些账单给支付了。那么通过跑来跑去可以很好的减少自己的身体上的脂肪。第二点呢我们说 drive children to school, do the laundry. I think do laundry can burn a lot of fat.
Yeah, well laundry, you're picking it up, you're bringing it over the washing machine, you're unloading and then loading again, folding, that, so that is a little workout involved in doing the laundry.
另外一点呢，是我们说洗衣服。我们说洗衣服对我们说减肥是特别有好处的，特别是如果我们不用洗衣机的话。We do the laundry with our hands. It's a better way to burn fat.
Yes. Well, it's a good workout for our arms, right?
Right. Arms and your bags. It can be for all.
Yeah. So, well, that's an option.
Right. Also, it can save the bills for electricity, right?
Yeah, that's true. And maybe a less water bill.
Right. Of course.那么说用手洗衣服的话呢，既可以省水省电，同时呢你的洗衣机呢又省了下来，另外更好的一点呢是你的脂肪消耗掉了，所以是一个 win-win-win situation.
Yeah, you're right, it's a win-win situation.
So by the way, do you have a washing board or something we use in China? A piece of wood when we do laundry?
Yeah, well, I've seen washing boards, and of course they used to use those in the US as well before the washing machine. But I think it'sKind of a hard thing to come by nowadays.
Right. You see kind of rarity in the supermarket.
Yeah, you have to go to like an antique store or something.
那么现在呢，如果买一个洗衣板的话，已经很难了。所以呢，大家如果想减肥的话，尽量呢用洗衣板而不用洗衣机。同时，文中又提到了说，参加一些活动的 book readings, start a blog, assist your sisters. There's many kinds of things you can do. Make you busy.
Yeah, so many things.Especially if you want to stay busy, get an animal like a dog.
Right.
You go out, you got to keep the dog busy, otherwise he'll be at home bored. So take the dog out for walks a couple times a day.
Right. 另外一个活动是对于我们减肥非常有好处的是 walk your dog, 去遛狗。如果遛狗的话，遛个5公里、6公里的话，那么你这个热量的消耗是非常大的。You can run with your dog, not just walk.
So don't buy a cat.Because you can't really walk your cat.
Right, cat is a lazy animal.
Yes.
Right? And what about number six?
All right, well, number six is dance. In the shower, in your living room, while getting dressed for work, while cooking, plug your iPod into the speakers whenever you're at home and feel the beat and rhythm. Dancing is a fabulous way to say bye-bye to unwanted fats in the thigh, tummy, and wherever else.And since it's fun, it beats all those workouts where you punch imaginary enemies. And you don't even have to don those swanky tank tops and elastic pants. Dance in your wedges or stilettos if you want to. No one's gonna stop you. What's cooler? Go on a night out with friends and have fun dancing in some bar or club? Perfect pair, dancing and losing weight.
第六点我觉得是非常好的一点是如果有机会就 dance 不管呢你在厨房里面在洗澡的时候你都可以 dance
Well actually I agree with all of these except for dancing in the shower sounds a little bit dangerous it could be quite slippery in the shower
Right 大家在洗澡的时候跳舞的话呢要小心一点因为呢这个地面比较湿滑不小心的话可能会摔倒比如说在做饭的时候在穿衣服的时候哪怕呢在打扫房间的时候 You can dance with almost everything You can dance with your cooking utensils You can dance with your broom
Yeah, make that little spoon a microphone
Right.
And sing your heart out right as you're dancing
大家在看电影的时候会看到一些家庭主妇呢在打扫房间的时候突然高兴地听到一个自己喜欢的舞曲然后呢跟跳手跳起舞来 It's a very interesting way you canClean your room and it can burn your fat.
Yeah, and it's really convenient because now we have iPods and other kinds of music players.
Mm-hmm.
You just plug them into the speakers. Maybe they have a speaker of their own. And so you have basically music on the go 24/7.
Right. Another benefit is no outfit is necessary.
Yes. What we wear. It doesn't have to be the special exercise outfits.It can be anything we want.
那么在家里面随时起舞的话呢它有另外一个好处是不需要任何的装备只要你高兴就可以跳起来。但是如果去健身房的话呢你至少需要一个运动鞋需要一个得体的运动服。那么有的时候呢你可能还要去这个健身房有些麻烦。但是在家如果有机会跳舞的话是随时随地非常的方便。随时可以 lose your weight.
So, there are six. We mentioned three today, six of the basic ways we can lose weight in a fun, interesting, different way.
Well, it sounds a little bit strange and orthodox at the beginning, but think twice, it works.
Yeah, it's pretty common sense stuff, actually.
Right. 所以大家今天听完我们讲到的这些所有的有些看起来或听起来不靠谱的这些建议呢觉得很怪但是大家仔细想一想那么我们刚才讲了这些道理我觉得一部分我们的建议呢你们会接受会觉得呢会对你的生活对你的减肥会有起到一定的作用 Alright, so that's it for today's Youth English and see you tomorrow
Goodbye everyone, hope to see you tomorrow
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 七七四以及听听 FM 上。
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。